Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jason and OC podcast. Thank you for listening.
What is this, number five?
I think it is number five.
Number five. We are back at it again.
We are rolling, man.
The Jason and OC podcast, huh?
The only time my name comes before yours in anything, so I will take it, and I am proud.
There's a legitimate reason for it, though. Just so you know.
Talk to me.
You don't come before me, Jason, okay?
Never.
But let me tell you how this works, okay? When they're doing these things, they have to go by alphabetical order.
Oh.
And J comes before O. So it has to be the Jason and OC show. Just so you know, because you were feeling yourself.
I was.
You were feeling yourself.
I was.
But there's a reason for it, J.
I was. And I knew that, but I was not going to accept that as an answer. I was going to take it and run with it. And I happened to like this Vikings helmet that's just sitting on the table next to us randomly
Why wouldn't you like the Vikings? Let me tell you something, Jason.
Yes.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
Because there's been a lot of talk about the so-called demise of the NFL, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of talk about it.
A lot of people.
A lot of things going on.
Yeah.
Player protests, concussions. I'm not trying to trivialize these issues because these are serious, serious issues.
I'm with you, brother.
But they were talking about how the NFL, there was a demise coming.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I realized? The NFL is going nowhere, J-Bell.
No chance, my brother.
The product is too good.
It is too good. And you want it to be good at this point. And when it's tight like this, I mean, every game matters throughout the season. But now you see these playoffs and you see what's happening. It's exciting, man.
Unbelievable. It's every year.
Yes.
Every year, the same thing happens at this time. What's up is down. What's left is right.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. It's the only sport that this happens in on a consistent basis.
I agree. Wholeheartedly agree.
Did you see what happened in Minnesota?
Did I see what happened, man? I was in the airport lounge going nuts because I was flying back from New York.
Shout out to you showing up to work.
Yeah.
You know, only getting 3-4 hours of sleep.
Team no sleep.
Right.
So I just was going nuts. I literally was pacing around because I was so mad at what was happening, right? Because I was just thinking about your face looking at me with your finger saying, I told you so, schooling me. And all of a sudden, it happens.
What was going through the safety's mind, though?
So.
Because you're a DB. You tell me what happened.
So ultimately, it's all his angle. The angle he took, he actually got there too early.
Mm-hmm.
He broke on the ball pretty well. He just misread his angle. So a smart play by him saying, I can't hit him early and get this PI.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can't hit him and immediately take him out of bounds. Because then they got time on the clock.
But why did he close it? It seemed like he closed his eyes and ducked his head. Why did he not look
at
what he was hitting?
So you've been playing football a long time. And you know when you start to overthink, bad things happen in a reactionary sport. Especially in a situation like that, right? He's coming downhill and he's thinking, I got here too early. Let me move out of the way. Let me do this. And you see the result.
I feel so bad for that kid.
He's had a good season, too.
Great young player.
He's a part of the reason they've been successful in the secondary.
He's going to have to live with this.
Oh, man.
All offseason.
Oh.
For the rest of his life, maybe.
It's And nobody wants to say that. I heard people, commentators saying, all offseason. But reality, they wanted to say, for the rest of your life. You will be identified with that until you get the opportunity to make a game-changing play in another game that's significant. And does that happen? I don't know.
Crazy.
You know my boy's their DB coach, Aaron Glenn.
Of course. And, another one of your friends?
Oh, man, he actually taught me how to play corner, man. Shout out to Aaron Glenn. Yeah, he is actually my friend.
Taught you how to play corner,
He did, man. He when I was in Houston, it was him and Marcus Coleman were the corners, and they really taught me how to play, man. Those guys knew how to really – they were great students of the games. Parcells taught them.
You know, Jason, something that – this is random. It's going to seem random.
That's okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that caught my attention.
Okay.
This is actually a couple of years ago when I first got to England.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the grocery store.
Okay.
Buying groceries.
Right.
And I got into a tense standoff with the cashier.
We
we had a conversation.
And you're not that kind of guy.
I'm not that kind of guy. But let me explain what happened. You know, I didn't realize that they don't bag groceries for you here.
Oh, yeah. No. That first time is a shock. You just standing there. What do you mean?
She asked me, before she begins, do you want the 10p or 5p bag? I'm like, give me the 10p bag. Yeah. So, give me two of them, actually.
The sturdy ones.
So she gave me the two, and she lays them on the counter, closed.
Right.
Right then I knew something.
What's happening?
Something
here
was wrong here. So she starts now, ringing my groceries up. She just lays them right there on the desk. And at the end, me and her are looking at each other like,
who's going to bag these groceries?
And I don't know why that came to my mind.
Oh my God.
It must have happened to you before.
It has totally happened to me when I first started coming out here. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a clue. And I didn't understand why they were sitting down, too.
Right.
They had chairs and stuff. I was like, what's going on here? In high school, I worked in a grocery store.
Okay.
And I was bagging groceries. Right. I actually won a competition. Yeah.
You were the fastest grocery
bagger.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty cool.
Hand speed. So I took offense. I was like, where's the guy that's me? Where is he? I can't believe you just thought of that.
It just came to my head. And I literally don't know why that came to my head.
We're just
looking at each other. Like.
What happened? How did it end up?
No. That's how we were looking. Just like each other. And I was like, what's happening? And she was like, yeah, you got to. And so I had to open up the things, bag my own groceries.
Oh, you were sick.
And it was just incredible. It was just incredible.
How come you've never told me this? This is amazing.
Speaking of amazing, another crazy thing that happened.
Okay.
The leader of UKIP, the little political party they have out here.
Okay.
And this is. I want to get your opinion on this.
Oh man.
Yeah, this is deep.
Oh man,
this is deep.
You sure? Remember. No sleep, man.
This is deep.
I know. No
but
sleep.
I want to get your opinion on this. So the leader had to break up with his girlfriend because she was making racist comments. And I was happy. I was like, yeah. But then I thought to myself, I'm married, right?
Mm-hmm.
Been with my girl for 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
What if I found out? My wife was racist. But she's not. She's not.
Of
she's
course
not.
She's not.
We love all people.
Yes. Right?
Even the green people, we love them all. But what if you found out your significant other was racist? Would you break up with her?
Man, that's tough.
Tough, ain't it? Tough.
I would, in principle, you would have to.
Think about how long you've been with this woman. Think about all the great things, how much she loves you. If you found out she was a racist, would you then break up with her?
You know what I would say?
What?
I'd be like, look at your child. In my personal situation. Yeah,
right, exactly. But for me, I don't know what I would do.
I don't, man.
Because while I was celebrating this man having to break up with his quote-unquote racist.
Right.
What if my wife?
I mean, it's always easier when you're not in that position, right?
Right.
Man, I didn't even think of that. My first response was, oh, yeah, of course. And then you said, well, think about the time. Think, oh, man, that's tough, man.
Incredible.
It's too early for that.
I know. I'm sorry, Jason.
It's too early.
I'm sorry. These are just the random things that come into my head, and I have to drop them on you.
You're
my boy.
Yeah, and I like it because now I'm working with you now. I got something random.
Okay.
I'm watching you walk right now.
Yeah.
And your ankle
right.
is in terrible condition. How did you hurt your ankle, OC?
Okay, so I'm up in Brixton. You know what I mean? I'm up in Brixton. Shout out to my Brixton boys. Up out there playing soccer, five aside, getting it done.
Okay,
you know how I get down out there.
I've seen you rock out there.
Unlucky, all that good stuff.
Yep.
So You know, I'm really feeling myself at this point, okay. Jason. You know, okay. I'm doing moves. You know, my soccer skills have come back.
Yeah,
So I'm doing moves. You know, I've been dribbling. And we got a guy by the name of Hayden.
Okay.
Great guy.
Right.
Love Hayden to death, man. Really good guy. But he's known for being a little over-aggressive.
You know when you say love somebody, great guy, right. you're getting ready to throw something. You building them up to bring him down.
Yeah, so, you know, they pass me the ball. I'm on the left side, you know. I see him coming. I just do a little nice little quick step over, you know, go to the left. All of a sudden, boom, he slides in. Ankle gone.
Ooh.
Done for the day. But guess what I had to do, though? Because I'm a soldier.
Okay.
You know, you can't leave. Because if you do, it throws off the whole balance of the game.
Yeah, there's no backups.
So I had to stay in, and I had to stay in goal, and I fought, and I gutted it out, J-Bell. I gutted it out, and I led our team to victory from the goal. I led our team to victory from the goal, J-Bell.
I tell you what, I've seen you gut it out in some games. I know you got that in you, but, I mean, I can't believe you laid it on for five-a-side. Like, that's pretty serious. Now you're struggling. Yeah. I see it. Are you going to have to go on injured reserve?
You know what? I think I'm going to take this week off.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to take the week off. Okay. But speaking of struggling, you know who didn't struggle?
Who's that?
Blake Bortles.
Oh, my gosh. He did not
struggle. Blake Bortles.
He did not struggle.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
We were talking about how we enjoyed kind of the game plan, how he had the intermediate throws, dumping the ball off to the backs, and he was basically, when it was man coverage and he had tight windows to throw, he knew – not that he didn't trust his arm, but he knew the defenders had their back to him, and he could run. And he ran.
Right.
So how does the defense adjust? They go to zone. And then when there was a zone, he knew he could drop it off in the little intermediate areas of the zone. And then he just kept doing that back and forth with an outstanding running game at that.
Right.
But I really enjoyed that philosophy. It was like, this is what this kid can do. And he showed the element with running the ball. When you are able to use your legs and gain positive yardage, it gives you the opportunity to kind of play with the defense.
Jay, what an outstanding game plan by the Jacksonville Jaguars. And you know, the thing about Blake Bortles, the defense didn't play particularly well. They gave up a bunch of points now.
But I know.
They were outstanding catches.
Yes. You're talking about the best receiver in football. And they were contested. Nobody was open.
You're right.
You know, nobody was open. And they made that pick by Miles Jack.
Incredible.
Tell me how many linebackers you see do something like that. They're just too talented. They're so athletic and talented.
They are too talented, man. But going back to Blake Bortles, I respect that, man.
Yeah. He's had to overcome a lot.
You have to respect this man has been able to do, what he's been able to overcome. All the hate, all the shade. Blake is trash.
Yep.
I've been one of the people who said these things about this man.
You're only saying what happens from week to week. I mean, when you know, you are what your last performance was, so... Yeah, it's
valid. You got to respect
without
what this man has done.
We're pundits. We speak on this, but we respect every player.
Right.
We're just going to have. We have to give the proper analysis on what happened.
Mm.
He is evolving to what needs to be done. When we spoke to DeMarcus last week, and he gave us that insight of Peyton Manning's philosophy and understanding who he was and what he needed to be for that team. Sounds like Blake Bortles is kind of figuring it out.
Right.
He's saying, I can do these things. I'm comfortable with doing these things, and I know that my defense is going to win games. And now the play calling is in line with that.
Mm.
I mean, ultimately, look, it's that running game. We've always said playoff football is a great defense, and you got to run the ball.
Right.
People might get tired of hearing it, but it's just a football fact.
Crazy.
And that's what they've done. And I mean, this is a bad matchup for the Patriots.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't think so.
It's a bad matchup.
Give me your reasons.
Because defensively, I want to see what they figure out, how they're going to cover Gronk. But they just got so many weapons on the defense that they can match up well. And, okay, Patriots, how do you beat them? You got to play man coverage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they figure out who's going to cover Gronk, they can shut everybody else down across the board.
Let me tell you my problem with with that. In order to beat the New England Patriots, mm-hmm. not only do you have to play man coverage, you have to be able to pressure the quarterback.
Which they can.
Not so sure.
You really don't think so?
Not so sure, Jason.
Do you think, okay.
I watch these guys, okay. right? Right? Mm-hmm. You have to have not only tremendous push up the middle.
Yes.
You have to have stone cold killers yeah. coming off that
right,
edge.
Right, right, right.
Stone yeah. cold
yeah.
killers right. coming off that edge yeah. with intent to destroy yeah. Tom Brady.
yeah. Now, true.
When I watch Jacksonville,
yeah.
Calais Campbell, yes, yeah. he can
right. Jackson. He's bringing pressure.
Off the edge, they have some good players. But they don't have them DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah, it's not like Dante Bond Fowler's Miller. Out there just causing havoc.
Pierre Paul, myself. Right, right. So they don't have those kind of right, guys.
Right.
And this is where they're going to struggle.
Yeah.
New England is going to be able to game. They're going to be able to do some things to create favorable matchups against yep. the DBs.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
The edge pressure.
Yep.
And the killers on the line are going to have to win this game. And I don't think that they're going to be able to do it.
I agree with you on a point because even though they got the name Saxonville, I've always thought the coverage in the back end was so good
exactly.
that they had time to get exactly. there. So, I mean, yes, it's a great balance, but your argument is well taken. I'm just saying they match up very well. I mean, ultimately, I'm not saying they're going to win. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying this is a good what you your point earlier mm-hmm. about what's happening in football right,
right
now. This is not just a runover game. We're going to see some action. You know what else? I like action. Mm-hmm. I like what's happening with the refs.
okay.
Right?
Okay.
It's just, the refs are just, every week it's just like, what? And, right. and huh? And all that kind of stuff. So right. I was thinking, enough of that. Mm-hmm. But the most actions, you know, at the line of scrimmage.
There's a lot of action.
There's a lot of action at the line of scrimmage, a lot of holding calls, especially in your position, right?
Right.
I mean, you were a guy, you were in your own game, you were doing your thing, but I know you got an interesting story about a ref. I know you do.
About a ref.
Yeah, just something. Give about us some referee. Insight.
About a referee.
Yeah. I have some, but they're all bad because I was, right. you know.
Okay. I got one for you, JJ.
I'm ready. I need this.
I got one for you. True story. Mm.
We start with the truth.
Actually happened on an NFL football field. Now, I'm going to withhold the games.
Oh.
And I'm going to withhold the referee's name.
Oh, you're trying. This is serious.
This is serious. Because I don't want anybody to get into trouble.
Oh, you are a good dude. But this is, I got to hear this.
We're playing a game.
Okay.
And I was, you know, trying to get to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. I hit the quarterback. Wasn't a late. It was a clean, legal hit, clear as day. Mm-hmm. They throw the flag. Referee throws the flag. Says, oh, unnecessary roughness, roughing the passer, number 72
oh,
defense.
Oh,
team went nuts. Like, oh, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The team that we're playing against goes down and scores. We ended up winning the game.
Okay.
We ended up winning the game.
But that hurt. It's significant play.
The next year, same referee in the game. Mm. We're playing the game. I go around the edge, knock the ball out the quarterback's hands, right? Mm-hmm. Now, this is 50-50. Now, they could have called it either way because his hand was going forward a little bit.
Were you panicking a little because it was the same ref?
Listen, I didn't even know at the time.
Okay.
Right? They go to the replay booth or whatever, comes out, fumble.
Ooh.
Called it in my favor.
Ooh, nice.
The referee comes up to me and says, I owed you one.
What?
I was like, oh my God. He was like, remember last year? Remember last year? I called that unsportsmanlike conduct on you. And it was the bad call. I owed you one. And he gave me a makeup call in the very next year. I couldn't believe it.
Jay, not in the not, game. You see makeup calls in games.
In the game. Couldn't believe.
And then.
Couldn't believe what I was witnessing. Couldn't believe that this actually happened. Couldn't believe he remembered that he made a bad call on me the year before and gave me a makeup call the next year.
This is crazy. But
it's the truth.
Ultimately, they do review tape,
yep.
So he probably looked and said, I was wrong.
Yep.
You're obviously a star player, so he gets a chance again, and he makes it up.
He gave me a makeup call.
In another game.
And you know, another year.
And you know how fans and stuff will be like, that's a makeup call. And people are like, there's no such thing as a makeup call.
Yes, there is. There absolutely
shout out
is.
To the no-name ref and the
shout
no-name
out,
games.
Man. You put some extra money in my pocket, ref. I really appreciate you. You're a great guy. And I will never tell your name.
Oh man,
my man.
Oh man,
we got to talk about something else though.
Okay.
Our president.
Oh.
Has
yeah, it's one of your favorite topics.
Labeled mm-hmm. some countries.
Yeah.
Can you say you can't say that on here? Can you?
What
you
I say? Refuse to.
You can't. Can you?
I'm not.
You can't?
I'm not going to say it because
it's shithole country.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah, he did say that.
Now, if you don't know, I was born in London.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
I was born here in England.
You were?
Parents are Nigerian, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm of Nigerian heritage. Mm-hmm. And this was one of the countries that was referred to as shithole country, which was really disappointing.
Yeah.
It made me angry.
Yes.
But then Something clicked in me.
Okay, explain this.
Jason, as much as I love Nigeria, in comparison to the Western world,
mm-hmm.
he was telling the truth.
Whoa. I mean, what do you mean by that?
He was telling the truth.
How?
Now, there are not shithole people.
Okay. Of course not.
Right? That I've left there.
Right.
But the country itself and the things that go on in that country, Jason,
mm-hmm.
are shithole things.
But you can't say something like that because you're directing it towards people, individuals.
Hear me out.
You know, you just can't do that.
Hear me out. Now. He can't say stuff like that.
No.
He's 100% wrong for saying stuff like that. He's a terrible man for saying stuff like that. But he's correct. Now, here's the thing, right? Here's the thing about people in diaspora, as they like to call them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the people who have left these African countries mm-hmm. and have came to the West, came mm-hmm. to America, came to England, you have some of the most intelligent.
Absolutely.
Brightest.
The best.
Smartest. The best people.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is we're making contributions to these countries.
Without
huge
a doubt.
Huge contributions. And
absolutely.
You know what that has left? That has left.
It's a vacuum.
A vacuum.
Yeah.
And it has left.
Yes.
People like that man to call our countries.
Yeah.
Shithole countries.
Still.
So now, here's what we're going to do, Jason.
Okay.
Right?
Because
mm-hmm. it's not. This stuff made me angry,
okay.
Right?
When I heard yeah. Of course.
Pissed me off.
Yeah, I was definitely right there.
Here's what we're going to do, Jason. And you're going to help me with this.
Okay.
Because you are in the financial world.
Yep.
We're going, rather than talking, mm-hmm. tweeting, and saying, oh, he's a bad man, he's this, he's that, he's this. No. All the people who've left.
Mm-hmm.
All the people who are here,
mm-hmm.
all the knowledge that we've gained,
mm-hmm.
all the resources that we've got,
mm-hmm.
we're going to pull them together, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to create an African wealth fund.
Ooh. Ooh.
And rather than just talking,
okay,
what we're going to do is we're going to invest in infrastructure. We're going to invest in technology. We're going to invest in the future of these so-called shithole countries, Jason, and we're going to make it whereas a man like that will never, ever say something like that again.
Huge growth opportunities there. And ultimately, I appreciate you're a big picture guy, and that's great. And I think if more people thought like that, it'd be a better planet. I just get so disappointed, you know?
I know.
I just get so disappointed.
What a great country America is, man.
It's just people are just good, you know, and we all want the best for each other. And I just wish that was represented more. I wish voices like those were heard more.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. You know what other voice I like hearing?
What's that?
I like the voice when you're playing FIFA.
You want Nigerian OC, baby.
Yeah.
I'll be getting my FIFA on, bro.
I love it. I think does Chad Ochocinco do the FIFA against people?
Let me tell you something. Chad just talks trash.
Okay.
I've offered several times to
play. I want you to play people here.
He doesn't want. Chad wants no parts of me in FIFA. Because he talked trash. I sent him the email. Uh-huh. I was like, listen, man, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Disappeared.
Okay.
Now, we was having conversations all through. And then all of a sudden, when I'm like, let's do this, he disappears.
I think you should play the fans.
I'm ready for that.
I think we should find a way to set up some of our listeners, fans. And let's get you on that FIFA.
Let's see what they got.
Because you're not messing around.
All you're going to hear is, fireball. Fire flame, upper 90. You can't stop me, yo.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
You can't stop me. I am the best. I dribble here, I dribble there. I give you a nice little nutmeg, and I'm going upper 90. You can't stop me. You can't stop me. That's Niger OC, boy. We out, man.
What do you think about Philly and Atlanta?
I was disappointed in that game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you think the last play, you know, that was the controversial thing? What do you think about that?
It was...
Julio doesn't slip. Yeah. It's you're throwing it to your best guy.
It's just the way it goes.
In crunch time.
Man.
He just slipped.
It's just the way it goes.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, it wasn't creative. It didn't look... There wasn't a bunch of shifts and whatever. I mean, they had one shift, but nothing crazy.
But Philly, Malcolm Jenkins said they knew what the play was before Atlanta broke the huddle.
Wow.
They knew what was going to happen. And Jalen Mills, the corner, said he just had to be physical. Mm-hmm. He might have caused,
Might have caused him,
caused him to slip, man. Yeah. And
Philly's defense, man.
They balled. That's going to be a bloodbath, man.
Man, this is going to be... I just want everybody listening to understand, you're about to witness physical football.
Hard.
Running. It's going to be hitting, running. It's going to be physical. These teams are arguably very comparable as far as being physical. Though, what scares me is
I can't call this.
Minnesota's offensive line versus the defensive line of Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Philly has that advantage. You know that.
I can't call this.
This is going to be a dog fight.
I can't call this game.
Straight up dog fight football. NFC football. AFC is pass happy. NFC is throwing blows.
For the first time this year.
Like when Cognito was throwing blows at your stomach.
Yo, for the first time, I don't know what's going to happen.
Man, I don't know. Hopefully we have more clarity as the week progresses.
They play that game in Philadelphia. Philly can actually. If they were playing in Minnesota would have ran away.
And they had a good thing. I like what they did. I know we're going long here, but I like what they did with Foles. You know, you watch the first 20 plays or so to figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They start off, they throw deep, take a deep shot to loosen up that defense and start working the underneath routes. And I was like, I like it. So, you know, let's see.
Oh, well.
What do you think?
We'll see what happens, bro. Until next time.
We love refs. And we're out.
Man, hit that outro music.
Hit it. You know how we feel about it. Give us the outro music.
Baby, I got your number on my speed dial. Baby, if you know, pick up, I go read that. Baby, my whole life changed since I met you. Baby, truly your priceless like a virtue. The way that she dance, I feel I'm bad. Why you they do me like that? The way that she move, I feel I'm back. Why you they do me like that? The way that she dance, I feel I'm bad. Why you they do me like that? The way that she move, I feel I'm back. Why you they do me like that? Give up the world. for you. Man like me will never think twice. I'll give up the world for you. AM to PM to the green lights. The way she shake, I move, I'm losing focus.